Jesus Christ, Jack, I thought you bought it, Roy said. Jack got up and sat down against the car. He reached in under his shirt and pulled at the bulletproof vest. Like I say, never leave home without it. Roy laughed, and he helped Jack stand, and together they walked over to the front wall of the car park. Downstairs, on the ground, a swarm of police cars and agents had arrived and had sealed off the scene. The chopper flew overhead, its searchlight beaming down on the entrance to the car park, as officers took their positions at the front of the building, all guns trained on every available exit point. Jack leaned over and shouted down, "Don't shoot! We're federal agents! The bomber's coming down in the elevator! She's got a shotgun!" More cars pulled up at the rear, and Wolf's men ensured the building was surrounded. There was no way out. Sabina looked up at the light over the door and could see she was almost at the ground floor. Freedom was almost there, almost hers for the taking. The funereal elevator reached the ground floor, the doors parted, and Sabina stepped out into the aim of the 50 strong officers and agents whose guns were trained on her. She stopped and looked around for a moment, looking at the parked cars and the officers behind them, all looking squarely at her. She attempted to pump the shotgun in defiance, but as she did so, the federal agents and police opened fire on her, and a hail of bullets gunned her down. The force sent her reeling back into the elevator, and she was dead long before she hit the floor, the walls of the elevator covered in her blood. Her body fell down, limp and lifeless, like so many others that had fallen by way of her hand. And that was to be her fate, cocooned unceremoniously but fittingly in a public elevator. 60 feet above them, Jack and Roy watched on, leaning over the wall on the fourth floor. Roy looked on as the marksman moved in on her dead and torn body.